Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today is an exciting day in the life of our church. Today, after a year of discerning and prayer and discussion of where God is leading us next, I want to share with you the findings of our New Beginnings study and to take a peek at where God is leading our church next. For those of you who might not know, New Beginnings was a process that our session voted to participate in just about a year ago to the day, that we would spend this year seeking God's will for us and finding out what work God has for us next. We had an assessor come in and look at our church and look at our ministry and figure out what we were good at, what we thrived in, what we might need some work in. And then we spent 2 months with our congregation in small groups, and we had 80% of our church members attend these groups every week and share their thoughts of what God was doing in our life, what we're good at, what we want to do next. And we took all this feedback and we wrote a story of what it might look like if we put these things into action, what God has for us next. And we've had opportunities for sharing and reflection. And today I want to share with you the core of what God is leading us to, what I believe, what our small group leaders believe, what our session believes God wants us to focus on next. These are things that came from who we've been. They come from our rich tradition and history. They're things that we love to do now. They're things I believe God wants to encourage us to keep doing in the future. So today I want to share with you 3 areas of emphasis and then talk a little bit about what it looks like for us to live these things out. So I have 3 words for you today. And if you're going to remember anything today, this is all you need to know. We are being called upward, outward, and onward. Upward, outward, and onward. Can you say that with me? Upward, outward, and onward. I believe God is calling us upwards to Him, outwards in service, and onwards in faith. Upwards to Him, outward in service, and onward in faith. And I want to spend a little bit of time explaining to you why our church thought these 3 things were so important, and then imagining with you what it might look like if we put them into action here, if we emphasize them in the coming year. So our first one is upward to God. This is our worship and adoration of Jesus. The Westminster Catechism, one of the great documents of our faith, says the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. The chief end of man is to worship God and enjoy Him forever. That's why we're here. That's why we gather as a church family each and every week and worship. Psalm 100 tells us to shout to joy to all the earth, to worship the Lord with gladness, to come before Him with joyful song. We are to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise, to give thanks to Him and praise His name forever. This is why we gather as the people of God, to worship our Heavenly Savior, to love and adore our Father, and to enjoy Him forever. This week is who we are as a people of God. And you know what? We're good at this. Our church has such a rich history of wonderful music, moving and touching praise, faithful worship, devoted prayer. These are the things that matter to us, make us who we are. And I believe that God is calling us to continue in this legacy, We can't leave behind the core of who we are, but we need to continue to focus and to pursue God in this way. We're at an interesting time in the life of the church, though, where we have young and old, new and traditional. We are at a time in the church in America where we easily have 5 generations represented in this building today. And I believe the challenge before us is to figure out how to balance these things, the young and the old, the traditional and the new and exciting. How do we honor what makes us who we are, the things that make our worship, while still finding ways to reach out and engage those who might come from a different culture, might be unfamiliar with church ways? How do we do both of these things to the glory of God? That is one of our challenges for this coming year as we seek to be upward towards Him. Second, God is also calling us to take that love of Him out into the world, to go outwards in service. This is what our church loves to do. If I was to sum up what our purpose here is, what we enjoy doing, how we spend our time, I would say missions. Think of the work that Catherine Houston has done so faithfully over the years, the thousands of dollars that are raised each and every year by these ladies for missions and for the work of God's kingdom. Think of what the deacons do here, or NAC does, to bless those in need in our very own community. Think of the missions trips that we have been on year after year after year. We love to serve those in need. We love to share the good news of the gospel with those who are lost. That is who we are, and we must continue in that tradition. Our scripture reading this morning reminds us of how important it is for us to feed God's sheep. As I said earlier, this story happened after Jesus had come back from the dead. But what you may not remember is that Simon Peter was one of Jesus' closest friends. He said he'd stick by him until the end. And yet Simon Peter was the one that denied knowing Christ at his deepest hour. 3 times he denied knowing Christ. So 3 times Jesus asked if he truly loves him. Peter, do you love me? Yes. Then feed my lambs. Peter, do you love me? Yes. Then take care of my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, of course I love you. Then feed my sheep. If we love Jesus, we are to respond by taking care of those that he loves. We are to feed his sheep. But not only just physically, literally feed, but to care for the emotional, the spiritual, the physical, the earthly needs that God's people have. This is something we are committed to, that we love to do. We know this is the mission of why we have gathered. And yet one of the things we learned doing New Beginnings is there's only so much we can do. There are thousands of wonderful causes, but only so many hours that we have in the day. There are hundreds of people that need love and care right here in this community, but we only have so much money and resources to go around. So what do we do? Who are the people that God has put on our hearts to love, to feed, to take care of? Who can we shepherd better than anyone else? In gathering with the small group leaders after our New Beginnings groups had ended, I was amazed that in each and every group, people's hearts were pulled towards a piece of bread, towards this soup kitchen we have in our church every Wednesday, where 100 to 150 people gather for physical nourishment, for for clothes, for encouragement and prayer. People with great need. Piece of Bread, as they're entering their 12th year, have fed thousands of people, and that is such a gift. And yet there is so much more that needs to be done. I wonder what it would look like for our church to support the work that Piece of Bread is already doing, to care for the emotional and spiritual needs of this community that exists right here in our very own church. What would it look like for us to feed and care for these sheep? I love this partnership idea, because in our congregation, I think there's something that each and every one of us could do to help. If you're a people person and you've got time and you love being around people, you can come on Wednesday night. You can pray, you can serve, you can have dinner and get to know a new friend. If you're a behind-the-scenes person, you can support our building to care for it, to provide a safe and warm place. If you have trouble getting around, you can pray. You can financially support the work of this congregation. If you have a special skill or gift, how great would it be if we had a knitting circle with people from our congregation and people from Piece of Bread, where they could just get to know each other, to support and care for each other, to learn to love each other. If you have a talent like financial planning or auto repair, how neat would it be for us to be able to offer classes and to equip the poor and needy right here in our own town to grow and support themselves? There is a community right here in our congregation that needs our love. That doesn't mean we stop all the other things that we're doing, but it means we focus and encourage and support this ministry. But not only is God calling us upwards towards Him and outwards in service, He is also calling us onward in our own faith. The Great Commission says that we are to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded. This is why we do all the things that we do. We're not just a social club that does nice things, that does good work in the community. There are wonderful organizations that do that. And it's important for us to do good work, but that's not the only reason we're doing it. We're doing it so people would enter into a loving relationship with our Heavenly Father, that they would be transformed by His teachings and renewed by His love. And that's why we gather here together. But you know what? It's not just people out there that need to hear God's word and be transformed by His love. We too must be transformed by His love. We too need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ and believe that we have been redeemed. I think it's far too easy to get caught up in the busyness of church, the work that has to get done, the meetings that have to get taken place, the maintenance that has to happen. We become so busy doing for God that we forget that He wants us just to be with Him, to sit at His feet, to hear His teachings, to be encouraged and renewed by His love. I think in the last few years, with the challenges our church has gone through, with not knowing where we're going and where God is leading us, maybe we have drifted from being with Christ to just doing and doing and doing. And I believe God is calling us to refocus onward in our own faith, to strengthen that part of ourselves, to feel His love and encouragement, and to grow with one another. We've done that in a lot of ways in our congregation over the years. We've had Bible studies, we have youth group, Sunday school classes, conferences, teachings, opportunities to grow and strengthen one another. I believe that God is calling us to focus on this, that if we are to be honoring and glorifying to him, first and foremost, we must give ourselves to him, to get back to the basics and to grow in our own faith. This is what I believe God is leading our church to do. This is what our elders believe. This is what our small groups leaders believe. That these three areas of worship, discipleship, worship, and service, are where God is calling us. These are our strengths. These are our joys. These are what are needed now. He is calling us upwards to him, outwards in service, and onwards in faith. In your bulletin today, you'll find a story that we wrote based on these three areas of emphasis. And it paints a picture of what our church might look like 5 years from now if we put these things into action, if we take them seriously. It's not a perfect story. It doesn't tell us what all the steps are to get there. And I would willing to bet that in 5 years, the story is going to look completely different. But it's a place to start, and it's time to start. The next steps in this process would be to commit ourselves to doing our best to following God in this way. And that's what we want to do next week in worship, is to stand up together and say, yes, we believe this is where God is calling us, and we're going to try to be obedient to him. After that, I'd love to have some groups get together and talk about what it would look like for us to take discipleship seriously, what it would look like for us to support Piece of Bread in a new way. And then it's time to try things out, to experiment, to succeed at some things and fail at others, but to take the leap of faith and to jump into this vision. This week, I'd encourage you to read this story over, to pray about it, to participate in our month of prayer. All this week, as Sue said, we're going to be focusing on the direction of our church. Pray that God would give us a clear vision for the future, that he would give us confidence in following that. If this week you have thoughts or questions or concerns, talk to Aaron and I, talk to one of our elders. This is your church. This vision, this picture of the future belongs to all of us, and we want to hear what you think. And together we get to start dreaming about what the future holds for us next. Our church is at a challenging time. The future is unknown. We don't know what steps exactly God is calling us to take, and there are no promises that if we are obedient, things will turn out the way that we hope they will. But God is calling us to obedience, to love and serve him and follow him wherever he calls. And I, for one, know that God has been faithful to me all these years of my life, and I believe that he will continue to be faithful to all of us for as long as we serve him. Please join me in prayer. God, I thank you for the opportunity to come to your feet, to worship you, to love you, to seek your will. God, I ask this week that we would draw near you, to you in prayer, that you would confirm in your hearts this vision that you have given us, God, and that you would give us boldness to pursue you wherever you lead. In your name we pray.